This is Ozarks at Large. With the U.S. Congress focusing its attention recently on keeping the federal government open for business, one piece of legislation that has been neglected is the Farm Bill. It provides many different titles for farmers and food producers across the country. As Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, the government shutdown happened as the current Farm Bill expired.
With the end of the fiscal year came the end to the Farm Bill extension, which was passed earlier this year. As such, the bill reverts back to provisions set in the bill's original passage in 1949. Eric Wells is an agricultural economist at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. He says that while the bill's expiration isn't extremely dire overall, certain groups will feel the implications soon if action isn't taken by Congress.
So current policy is basically following out on the extension because the Farm Bill is basically implemented through a crop year basis. So I guess one could say it's certainly important for the dairy farmers because the payment mechanism for particularly smaller dairy farms is terminated with the expiration of this bill. But the other people who will be impacted right now because of the uncertainty are probably people who are putting in fall crops for, let's say, spring harvest, such as winter wheat.
Wales says that current uncertainty exists because of the fact that while the framework for a long-term farm bill does exist, legislative inaction leaves producers not knowing when that long-term legislation will take effect or even what it will include. He says that while the current farm bill includes multifarious provisions for everything from farm subsidies to markets development and conservation titles, Wells says that there are a few titles in particular that would benefit Arkansas farmers if included in a new farm bill or even an extension to the recently expired farm bill.
Certainly the commodity title, which basically provides support in terms of price and income loss, or what they call revenue loss support, that's an important one. It's particularly important for the crop producers in the eastern part of the state. The conservation title is important because it includes a lot of both land retirement programs, such as the Conservation Reserve Program, but also what they call working lands programs, such as EQIP, which is an environmental quality incentive program to incentivize farmers to adopt stewardship plans and activities on their farms to improve the sustainability of their operations.
Another farm bill provision that Wells says is of particular importance to Arkansas farmers is the crop insurance program.
What the current both House and Senate proposals are doing is sort of shifting the way that the government supports producers, particularly crop producers, shifting away from price and income or revenue losses towards increasing subsidies for crop insurance. And as such, Arkansas traditionally has not been a large purchaser of crop insurance to a large extent because so much of our crops are irrigated, so we don't have a lot of yield risk with Arkansas production. And the risks in Arkansas are primarily on the price side and on the cost side, just because of the pumping costs associated with irrigation.
And yet another title in the Farm Bill that has implications for Arkansans is the nutrition title for SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps. While both houses of Congress have passed separate versions of an updated Farm Bill in recent months, the House initially separated the SNAP program from its version of the bill. But last week, representatives added a revised nutrition title back into the House bill for consideration when the bills are eventually taken into conference to reconcile the differences. But between the two versions of the bill as they currently stand, which is better for the agricultural economy of Arkansas?
And our analysis basically shows that on the House side, the commodity title favors Arkansas relative to the Senate, although the Senate bill is much improved in the 2013 version compared to the version that they brought out in 2012. So as you may well know, this has been now 2 years that they've tried to produce a farm bill, and they're still at it. And so hopefully we're going to be able to go beyond an extension of the current program and get these reforms put into place so that farmers have some certainty over the next 5 years.
But worst case scenario, if Congress doesn't pass at least an extension to the most current farm bill by the start of the next crop season, Wales says that the provisions of the 1949 Farm Bill could have strange implications for the major crops of Arkansas.
For example, you know, Arkansas is the number one crop in terms of acreage is soybeans, and there's no program to help stabilize soybean prices or revenue in the 1949 legislation. Soybeans were a relatively new crop then and weren't even part of the commodity program. The wheat, for example, then was managed under a strict quota production system, and that would have to be instituted and implemented, and I don't know how they would begin to allocate that. The rice program was driven by a production allotment system.
Wales says that the permanent farm bill is in place to act as a framework for Congress to update every 5 years as circumstances change. And though this is the first time that Congress has failed to pass an updated or even extended farm bill, it isn't the first time that the farm bill has hit roadblocks to passage.
President Bush, he vetoed the 2002 Farm Bill, I think twice, but we've always had a bipartisan approach to developing and passing this Farm Bill, and only in this year when we have such an acrimonious, extreme set of elements operating in Congress have we just drawn to a standstill in terms of trying to move forward on what otherwise would be pretty sensible and reasonable reforms that would help with the budget reduction and also just give some certainty not only to producers but also to households who are dependent on the supplemental nutrition program.
But any conference to consider the Farm Bill will have to wait until after Congress comes to an agreement on a continuing resolution to fund the overall federal government and after governmental agencies, including the U.S. Department of Agriculture, reopen. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.